Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We bring in our good friend from John Boy Media, the pride of Northeast Ohio. And you know him and love him from the NFL Network. And he calls games on television during the preseason when it comes to the Browns. He is Chris Rose on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Christopher. How are you?
What's up, Chris?
Happy holidays, gentlemen.
Happy holidays to you.
To you as well and the family.
All right, you in California for the holidays or what's the scoop?
We are here. Yes, we are here. It's very nice. Everybody will be together. So that's all good. Go over to the in-laws. Have fun. Watch the Cavs tomorrow a whole bit.
Good win by the Cavs yesterday. We didn't get a chance to dig too deep into that one. It's nice to see them starting to turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Merrill definitely makes a difference. Just having a guy out there that can shoot and is always a threat, and I think it's going to get better when Strus returns. That's why I just don't want – like, it's hard not to panic because they were so good and so efficient last year. And it's been the exact opposite this season. I mean, I've watched 95% of the games, and it's just, you know, it hasn't been pretty. But I would like to see it when it's all together. So and before I make any sort of judgment, which is nice because it's not like the trade deadline is tomorrow.
No, I think you speak the words of most Cavalier fans right now, too. So I think we're all kind of at the same point. And you get to Christmas, then I think you start worrying about what's going on with the NBA a little bit more. I know last year was exciting at the beginning of the year, but it's like, okay, let's take a deep breath. We've been down this road before and see what they look like when they're healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page.
I just want to see him get to the basket a little bit more. That's my only thing. And it's starting to seem like more and more guys are like, all right, let's start getting to the cup.
They did it last night, though.
Yeah, you're starting to see that come around a little bit. But in the beginning, it was so three-point heavy, and it felt like they were trying to, like, I don't want to say avoid contact, but you didn't see those guys cutting as much as they should be.
All right, Chris.
They look good. It's against two not great teams, and probably tomorrow is going to be a tough one because the Knicks have been playing well, and that's three games in 4 days, including travel and a noon tip. I don't expect a win, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, the schedule looks tough moving up down the road for the Cavs. Let me get into the Browns with you, my friend. So listen, like as we watch these last two games, what do you need to see out of Shedeur Sanders to maybe say to yourself, all right, he is the guy for next year. He should be the starter when we go into the season next year.
I don't know. And that's the roughest thing I can say. I imagine there are a lot of Browns fans that are like me, and I am taking out the people who back Shedeur regardless of what happens. It's never his fault, and there's a group that will always blame Shedeur even if it isn't his. So I'm taking those people out. So I'm playing like I'm trying to hit the fairway here with my, you know, with my analysis and assessment, because all I care about, I'm not a hater if I don't think that he plays well, and I'm not a Shedeur lover if I'm saying, hey, that guy probably should have caught that pass. I care about trying to find the best Browns quarterback. And to me, it's the only question that we need to answer is he going to be better than either of the two quarterbacks who the Browns might have a chance to take? And that's it. That's the only question, because there's nobody else. Like, I don't think we're going to trade for a Mac Jones, and there aren't ever any quarterbacks that are available, really, for the most part. It's been, you know, three or four veterans over the last 15 years. I mean, I'm talking about Brady and Manning, who handpicked the places they wanted to go. Kirk Cousins was available, but that, you're talking about a guy who's 36 at the time of free agency, right? So there aren't a lot of guys. Could you make a trade for someone? I suppose you could, but we're not in a position anymore to really make a trade with as many holes as we've got. So the question is he going to be better than a Heisman Trophy winner in Indiana or a guy who started one season at Oregon? And that's the only question you have to answer as far as the quarterback. That's it. I don't care about the stuff. Well, he's definitely better than Dylan Gabriel. Got it. Check that box. That's not what I'm looking for. Well, he's put up better statistics last week than Jackson Dart. Don't care about that. He's not available to us. So that's irrelevant too. Like, those aren't the things that we should be discussing and arguing and saying this and that. And hey, look, Josh Allen only went 17 to 30 for a buck. Don't care about that stuff. That is all irrelevant. It's just so the people can get all huffy and puffy so that they can make their arguments and yell at the top of their lungs and get more clicks. That crap does not register. Is he better than the two guys who are available at the draft? And I can't answer that after two more games necessarily. I have to talk to people that I trust. I have to talk to people that talk to these kids to see where their heads are at. And then I'll make a final assessment.
Chris, when you talk to the people you trust, what are you hearing now?
What I hear is that Mendoza, really bright, can make a lot of throws, obviously is exceptional late in the game. They're worried about his ceiling, and they're worried about how his dorkiness will play in an NFL locker room. Now, with that being said, Kirk Cousins is kind of along the same ilk of that, and has been beloved by teammates for the most part throughout his career. I'm not going to say every teammate has loved him, but a lot of guys I've talked to who have played with him have really liked him and have dealt with that. Dante Moore, it's a one-year start thing. Really bright, good kid, like exceptional kid is what you hear about him. But, you know, guys who have had 1 year starting don't have a great track record in this league. That is a big swing you're taking, and that's a risk. I don't know how we'll all feel. Like, I guess I'm fortunate I'm not making the decision, but I just want to make sure the right guys are and women are making their decision here.
Chris Rose joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can watch him on the NFL Network. And then also John Boy Media Baseball Today, as things are going on, as the hot stove slowly bubbles as well. He'll give you the updates there. How stable do you think the ground is that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are standing on?
Well, I think for Kevin, it's probably not great. Hard to run away from a record, since that's the only thing we judge you by in when it comes to coaching circles for the most part. With Andrew, you know, I mean, I've heard what Mary Kay has said on this station, and I understand that. Look, you can't erase what has gone on prior to this draft. You just can't. What are the two biggest areas of need on this team? Let's put the quarterback situation kind of in its own area.
O-line, wide receiver.
Okay, how has he done there?
Hasn't.
He has done. He hasn't done well. I'll answer it for you. He has not done well. The best offensive lineman he's drafted is Jed Wills. And it's not particularly close, actually, right? James Hudson, Luke Whipler, Nick Harris, Zach Zinter, DeJuan Jones. That's not a great group. In fact, none of them received a second contract with the team as of yet. What's the second area where he's had troubles? Wide receiver. Cedric Tillman, Anthony Schwartz, David Bell, DPJ was the best. Actually, the best thing he ended up doing was making a trade for Amari Cooper, and Elijah Moore was serviceable at times, but not great. We ended up getting the third, which turned into Tillman, and we ended up giving up a second to the Jets, which they used in spinning the Aaron Rodgers deal. So the two areas of weakness are because he has whiffed so significantly. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I mean, this is a huge draft coming up. One way I am looking at it here is after this weekend, if we lose, then we're going to have the second pick in the draft, okay? Because somebody's going to win that game, between the Raiders and the Giants. I think somebody will win it. And so we could have the second pick in the draft, which means that some quarterback needy team, whether it's the Raiders who fall behind us or the Jets who stay behind us, are going to have to trade up. And we might have the opportunity to even get more ammunition. Like, if we make a trade with the Jets, they have got gobs of first-round picks because of the trades they made with Dallas and Indianapolis. So we could really load up if we're comfortable with Shador. And it's just you need to make the right picks. It's not one thing to have all the picks because that doesn't matter. Teams in their 20s, the Rams have drafted great. And hell, they went 9 years without a first-round pick. Look at the guys they've drafted on defense in the second and third rounds as of late. You have to have the right people making the picks. And I'll leave it at that.
Do you believe Stefanski and Barry are a package deal? Or are they separate?
I don't think so anymore. I think heading into this year it was possible. I'm not so sure where we stand with that now. I don't understand why Andrew did not do a mid-season press conference. I was disappointed in that. I would like to have heard some things. So I don't know where that stands. I'll be honest with you. Don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Huh. I'm just wondering where they go with this front office for next year. I can see an argument on every side why you might keep them, why you would let them go, why you might split them. This has been like one of the most ambiguous, maybe is the best word to use here, as we head towards the stretch run of trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future and not having anything solid.
Yeah, listen, guys, I think we're all very confused, and it's okay to be confused. It's just, we have, as a fan base, we have been searching for answers for decades. We have had coaches go one and done. We've had evaluators leave less than a half season into a year, right? Long live George Kokinas. Like, it's just, we've had a lot of weird stuff happen organizationally. And now that we've gotten some semblance of continuity, it's like, well, maybe we could just work our way through this. The Deshaun era did not work out the way we'd hoped, and maybe we can still figure it out. Like, it is all confusing, even when it comes to the quarterback situation. Like, we look and see what we want to see out of Shador. Like, that's an amazing throw. I can't believe the receiver dropped that. Or he makes an amazing play, and his legs have been better than anticipated. And, you know, is he reading defenses? Well, no. I see this clip on social media where it says he's not. And this clip on social media where it says, yeah, and listen to him in the post-game press conference talking about a dig and here. It's confusing as hell for all of us. It really is. I get it.
All right, Chris, real quick on your other gig for the guards front. Is it? Huh. I mean, Stuart Fairchild? You excited?
He's fine. I think I shout out the name Austin Hayes, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's too rich. Like, I did bring up Rob Refsnyder, and I'm not sure that you guys saw that he signed with Seattle.
I did see that.
For a bit over $6 million. And I was like, boy, when he signed for $6 million, I knew that wasn't happening. We don't pay full-time players $6 million. I do think that this organization has to have all I can ever think about when we're signing the Stuart Fairchilds of the world is how pissed off Jose Ramirez must be. I mean, what was the conversation he had 3+ years ago, almost 4 now, when he signed that extension? What was it? Did they guarantee him that we will spend more money? Is he constantly getting updated? Hey, listen, dude, things have changed for us, so we can't. Right now, only the Marlins have spent less money, I think, on payroll, and they just signed Pete Fairbanks to a pretty rich deal today. So, like, we could end up going into the season, based on what the Pirates have done this offseason and a few other teams, with the lowest payroll. And that includes having a guy like Jose Ramirez on your team. That's a kick in the onions, folks. That's tough.
Ay, ay, ay.
Chris. Cattell Marte. Let's just speak it into the universe and hope that they listen. That's all I've got left.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Chris Antonetti hears us.
We'll see about that.
All Chris, I've got.
To you and your family, have a fantastic holiday and a happy new year, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you for being a part of the show all year long, too, my friend.
You got it, gang. Happy holidays to all of your listeners in my hometown, which I love and miss a ton. And it's okay. We are going to get through this. As I mentioned, for the 976,138th time, we are all going to get through this.
Thanks, Chris. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.